Jack Sock played 80 matches during his 4 years at Blue Valley North High School, and he never lost a match. Not far from his high school, Sock prepares for the U.S. Open. For the first time in his professional career, Sock is seated at number 28, the same spot he finds himself in the world rankings, his highest ever. But none of that seems to faze him.
Honestly, I just want to go and I just want to play, you know, my tennis, my style of tennis, and, you know, the things that I've been working on, you know, over the last few weeks to get ready and, you know, pretty much the whole summer to get ready for, you know, the mecca of the Open.
Blue Valley North is where Jack Sock's career took off 5 years ago. At the beginning of his senior year, Sock won the U.S. Open junior title. Before middle school, when his family moved to Kansas, Sock was raised in Nebraska. There, he idolized fellow Nebraska native and former Grand Slam winner Andy Roddick. The year after Sock won the juniors title, Sock played against Roddick at the U.S. Open. Although he didn't win, Sock recalls how it felt to be facing his idol, center court, at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
You know, I thought I could do all right. Maybe didn't, you know, fully believe I could necessarily win. But, you know, definitely to play on, it was my first time on Arthur Ashe. So to play on, you know, the biggest court we have in tennis, you know, at the U.S. Open, our home slam against, you know, the guy I grew up watching, you know, it's pretty special.
Jack's older brother, Eric, played for the Huskers in Nebraska and now teaches tennis in the Kansas City area. He also remembers how inspiring Roddick was to him and his brother Jack.
If this guy could be from Nebraska, from the Midwest, when people were saying you had to be from California and Texas and Florida, then why couldn't we do it?
Please welcome Jack Sock.
If you think that Jack Sock's steady climb didn't have any, to borrow a tennis term, double faults, then you don't know Jack. Earlier this year, he finished 9 weeks of rehab from surgery for a torn muscle in his pelvic area. During Jack's recovery, his brother Eric was battling his own medical trouble and nearly died from a bacterial infection. After that experience, Eric says he noticed a change in Jack's outlook on everything.
It put tennis in more of a backseat. It can seem like the biggest thing. Before that happened, but then after something like a near-death experience happens to you, you kind of learn to put tennis in perspective.
And we'll first set, Sock.
Sock's new perspective on life affected his game too, for the better. Last April in Houston, during his third tournament of the year, he won his first professional singles title. Surrounded by family and friends, he celebrated his victory.
You know, I have my brother here and my team, you know, that's been with me for a while now, through the ups and the downs, and to share a moment like this with them, you know, is going to be great.
On the men's side, no American has won the U.S. Open since Roddick in 2003. Jack Sock knows that tennis fans long for those days of perennial American contenders.
Seems like there's always been someone, you know, that's done it.
Could 22-year-old Jack Sock be the next someone? The only American ranked ahead of him is John Isner, and at age 30, Isner's window of opportunity is closing. Tennis writer Nick McCarville says Sock has the skills to be another great tennis star.
The window of opportunity is certainly there.
He'll have to play some of the best athletes in the world. The good thing for Jack Sock is he's one of them. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.